We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray.
He is the artist of the day. Yep. Billy Joel. That's what I get.
Why I tell Sam to pick the artist of the day?
Well, he gets to pick the artist of the day. I did not realize one of us was traumatized overnight.
Oh, Sam, you want to talk about that real quick?
We can, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to you, buddy?
What happened?
Well, so yesterday I was driving to work. This is a two-day story. Yesterday, I was driving to work.
Can we do it in less than 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
I want to hear this.
And my truck was acting up very badly to the point where I should not have driven it home. So I called a tow truck. The tow guy was awesome, Logan from Almighty Tow. You rock. Got here right when I got off work, so I didn't have to wait around. We dropped my truck off at the shop at about 7:30. And I woke up early to call the shop to see what they were doing with it. And they told me they were just now getting to it. And they gave me a call about an hour later saying that somebody broke into my truck overnight. And they stole just about every single thing they could possibly get their hands on out of the cabin of my truck.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Except for the stereo, which didn't really make sense.
How did
sense
they get in,
me.
Sam? Did they butt their way through the glass?
So older trucks have a sliding back window. And the sliding back window was wide open. So...
Yeah. And what did they take?
Well, so I had a brand new tool kit that I had purchased because my last one got stolen a few months ago. And they stole that. They stole literally everything. So there was a microfiber towel in there for cleaning it. I have like all of the records, the service records from the truck were in my console. The title was in my console, which is probably not smart.
They took the title?
They took the title. They took everything. I had a key card to like scan the gate to get into my apartment complex in there. Gone. I had a wristband for pool access at my apartment complex. Gone. Gift cards. I had like, I don't know, probably $300 worth of random gift cards in there. Gone. Everything is gone. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
I am
dude.
So sorry.
It's okay.
And not to like, you know, add to your worry or stress, but do you know how impossible it is to sell a vehicle when you don't have the title?
Well, so I've actually lost a title before, so it's actually pretty easy to go in and just prove that you're the owner, and then they will send you a new title. Okay. However, I spent 45 minutes on hold earlier today, and the lady hung up on me right when I started talking to
Sam.
Her. So it's just been a day.
Is there surveillance, or can you figure out somehow? Does someone have a Ring door camera next door or something?
So there's six businesses within eyeshot of this parking lot. I spoke to five of them, and they said that they do not have any cameras facing the parking lot. So I filed a police report. However, I'm assuming that the $500 worth of random stuff in my truck is not going to be their top priority when it comes to hunting down criminals.
I am so sorry. You know, everyone has had their car broken into. That is a universal thing. Every single person listening right now. I've had friends who have had cars stolen. And it's, you know, a complete invasion of your privacy. And then you've got all of the work tracking down your documents and your paperwork and your apartment stuff, and it just is not fun, and I'm sorry that that happened to you.
It's okay. It's just a minor setback to follow the bigger setback for the whole reason the truck was there in the first place.
Right.
You know, compounding negatives.
I'm sorry, buddy, man.
I'm in a much better mood now because you guys make me laugh and smile.
Have you ever had it happen, Scott? Have you ever had your car stolen or stuff taken out of it?
No. And I've not always lived in the best neighborhoods either. I've never had anybody break into my car. I've never had anybody break into my house that I know of. And if they did, they didn't find anything they wanted.
Now that's a totally different ballgame.
From the text line, dude, move to Joco. This auto body shop was in the heart of Johnson County.
Yeah, property crimes are a thing in Johnson County.
Have you ever had anything of yours broken into, Dana?
My daughter had her car broken into maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, and they took a white, like, tennis skirt, which is just creepy that she had it in there. I mean, really creepy.
Like, did they break the windows, or she left it unlocked, or?
I think it was unlocked, and she's never made that mistake again.
We could turn this into a topic if you want.
Well, this is why I don't let any of the kids have garage door openers, because they park in the driveway or on the street.
They don't lock the car.
They don't lock their car, and that's how they get into your house. Mm-hmm. None of the kids have garage door openers.
Also, I know for a fact that it was locked because I am a severely anxious person when it comes to things like my personal possessions. Mm-hmm. So I checked to see if everything was locked probably 9 times before I left.
I guess I just have to count my blessings. I mean, I've never had, as far as I know, somebody break into my house. Now, granted, I lock the doors when I leave, but never had anybody break into my car. And I usually, not always, lock the doors to my car. I will definitely do that now, for sure.
Oh, also, I forgot, so I have a big toolbox in the bed of my truck. They tried to steal that. Like, they kicked it off of the bed rails. And I guess it was just too heavy for them to carry, so they left it there. They stole the key to it, though.
Here's the deal. Think of the commotion that would have made with one of those big metal toolboxes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially when it hit my truck bed, that probably sounded like...
Yeah, but it was, it was at the tow lot, right? Or it was at the body shop, right?
Yeah, so it was in the body shop parking lot. But, I mean, there's houses, you know, half a block away, and all of these businesses. There's a 24-hour gas station across the street. Like, I don't know. I don't know how anybody didn't see anything.
Well, you remember, Dana, when Kelly got her car broken into in the parking lot of the fitness club?
I remember that.
At 5:30 in the morning, they stole her purse. And
yes, and we had a very stern conversation about that, as I recall.
They broke into 5 cars that night or that morning.
Fitness centers are frequent targets, frequent targets all over town, because horrible people know that you're in a hurry, you're running into the gym, maybe you don't have a locker, so you put your wallet under the seat or you put your purse under the seat. And I'm telling you, I think gyms, people will drive through and troll and wait for women to lock the car, look in, put a coat over the purse, go in. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. If you'd like to weigh in, 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. Bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
Poor Sam had his truck towed last night. And while his truck was in the lot, and by the way, before everybody goes, you need to have it towed to a place in Johnson County, it was in central Johnson County. And his truck was broken into last night. Let's go to the phone. Sam, if you would be so kind, please.
Let's start off with Lisa and Lenexa.
Hey, Lisa, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're well.
I have wanted to talk to you guys forever and day. So first, I have to tell you first, Scott, I was the one that emailed, or not emailed, on the text line, asked you for an email to send you a thank you. And I was going to send you back one and say, I'm not a stalker. I wasn't looking for a personal email. I was just looking for a business email because, frankly, who uses the post office anymore? But that's beside the point. I called because...
Did I provide you with one?
No. You gave me 7,000 Squibb Road.
I thought you wanted an address. I beg your pardon. Okay. All right. Continue.
So, anyway, so I called because I had my Lexus stolen. Tell me how that happened. In front of Isle of Capri, right under a light, basically right in front of the front door. And at the time, I had a huge collection of CDs that I carried in my trunk, like... $10,000 worth, probably plus that, with stuff that never will be able to find again. And they had no tape. My car, miraculously, I found my car driving through a neighborhood in Wyandotte, parked in someone's driveway, and it...
Wait,
you randomly found it, or did you have, mm-hmm. like, GPS on it?
No, randomly found it.
You just driving through a neighborhood in Wyandotte County, and you found your car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a 98 GS400. Pretty distinguishable. I had rims on it, and, yeah, it's a Lexus. So
did you knock on the door?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I called Kansas City, Kansas Police, and I was like, you need to get over to this address now because I have just found my car sitting in these people's driveway. I don't know who they are. I do carry, and I am walking up to the door right now.
Oh, God.
And they were like, ma'am, you need to stay in your car. I said, no, I won't be doing that. You need to hurry up and get over here.
Well, no, so wait, you went to the door?
My car. Yeah.
What did you
they
say?
My car. I said, why is my car sitting in driveway? And the lady was like, I don't even know who you are. And I was like, well, my car is sitting in your driveway, and I don't know why it's here, how it got here, because I drove it to the casino. And it's been missing for, at that point, I think it had been like 2 or 3 weeks. And, yeah. Was like,
and you just randomly found your car in a city of 2.3 million people.
Right. And it was really odd because I was just, it was a residential neighborhood. Like, when I turned onto this street, I honestly don't remember where I was headed at the time. Probably.
But what, did she just hand the keys over to you?
No, she waited until the police got there, and they had to... they took it for fingerprints and other stuff because turned out her boyfriend was the one that did it, and I don't know who he was either, but they took it as evidence because of whatever he was involved in.
So oh, yeah, they steal the cars and then they go commit crimes in the stolen car.
Yeah, so I didn't get it back for... another week or two. Luckily, I mean, there was no physical damage to it. I was able to hop in it and ride after I cleaned it. I mean, really, it wasn't even dirty. That's what was crazy. Like, there was
he took very good care of it while he was on his crime spree.
Well, it was his.
Yeah. Yeah, rims and everything were just fine. They were still on it. All $10,000 to $20,000 of my CDs were gone, which I still to this day, like, am so mad about.
did he go to jail or?
I don't know. I don't know whatever happened. I didn't care. I got my car back, so like I don't know. They weren't able to tell me
for whatever reason at the time, if he had done anything in my car, whatever.
Yeah. Here, remember two words, black light.
Yeah. But you know, how do you steal a Lexus without, they're laser cut keys. So some, I don't know how this person got a laser cut key, because there was nothing broken in my car. Nothing.
Hmm.
This car was driven.
Okay.
And
right. Yeah.
Lisa, okay. You're in. We got it. Thank you.
Was she calling from a library?
I don't know.
She was very quiet.
Somebody on the text line asked if the caller had to be shouting.
That was a very quiet caller. Maybe there's a napping. All right. Or maybe...
Can I say what everybody else is thinking?
Highly unlikely.
Yes.
I'm not saying I don't believe her. I'm saying it's highly unlikely.
The odds that you would find your stolen car from
in
the
a different
Isle
city.
Of Capri casino, and you're just driving randomly through Wyandotte County, and you just find your car in a driveway.
It's one in a million.
It's more than that, Dana.
I want to go back to the whispering. I kept wanting to ask her, are you in a library?
And for the CDs to be worth $10,000, there would have to be more than 1,000 CDs in that car.
Well.
I'm a CD collector. That's my thing. I have 850. And there's no way they would fit in the trunk of my car.
Well, if you stack. Like sliced bread, maybe.
Okay. I'm not calling BS on that story. But you just randomly found your car in a KCK neighborhood? Come on.
Have we not all, you know, had things happen that you cannot explain?
Yes, Dan, I have, but come on.
Well, it was the Reno 911 lady that hunted her own car down and stole it back.
Yeah.
Great story.
It was local. That was a great story.
Mm-hmm. Casey Pet Project? I don't remember.
Anyway. Just randomly was driving down the street in KCK, you know, and I found my car.
Have you ever noticed when someone is talking and they're whispering, it is an automatic reaction that you lower your voice and whisper to, even though there's no reason to?
Yes.
We all do that.
Well, it's because we think we're telling secrets.
Excuse me, I couldn't quite hear you.
I said it's because we think we're telling secrets. And so, let's go to the news. It's 3:28, and we got to go to the news. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KABC, and the news is next.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the
Green
bone,
Day.
No doubt about it.
Here on Dan and Parks.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
That's the truth.
Sometimes my mind.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. If you'd like to weigh in, you can always weigh in on the text line if you prefer at 22980. And don't forget, you can always hear us online at radio.com, and we podcast every single hour of the show at kmbz.com. Sam, to the phones if we could, please. Thank you.
Let's go to Bill in Overland Park.
Hello, Bill.
Good afternoon. Love the show. Hey, I'm in law enforcement. I just wanted to give a couple food for thought things. There's a rash of break-ins going on all over the metro. I live in Johnson County near the JUCO area, and we're getting hit with car break-ins. But one of the biggest things is when you catch these guys, they tell you they won't mess with a house that has a Ring doorbell. And the reason behind that is the pictures are really good.
Yep.
And I know it's an invasion of privacy, but they will skip those. And I've had my neighbor's cars broken into here recently. And one of the last things I want to say is, I get hundreds of emails a day now. It used to be 12 or 13. Now, it's, with this pandemic going on, all the people that I've noticed are under the age of 25 years old, and they're stealing from Home Depot, Walmart, Target, everywhere. The thieves are out, and they're abound. So no matter where you live, no matter what you drive, they're going to get it.
Do you think it's because specifically they're bored and everyone's home because of the pandemic, or is it because there are more cars to steal from because everyone's home because of the pandemic?
Or people don't have money.
Right. And the other thing is, too, a lot of the video cameras, I hate to say this, on even big box stores and everything, are horrible. So they're grainy, and they got an easy target. You know, it's always been that way. We've always had car thieves. But I'm telling you, this pandemic has caused, I don't know what's behind it, other than it's easy pickings. And they're stealing high-dollar items and high-dollar cars.
Hey, boss, you said people won't mess with Ring doorbell homes because the picture is really good, but it's an invasion of privacy. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think the Ring doorbell is kind of an invasion of privacy. I don't know. I don't want people... I mean, I don't know. I'm not really I'm a computer guy as far as reading my emails and stuff, but I'm not about, you know, devices that can spy on people or.
Well, but you're walking onto my property. I'm not spying on you. You're coming in to attack me.
Right. I mean, I could be wrong about it. I'm not trying to defend myself. I just don't like all the surveillance cameras and all that stuff.
Oh, I do.
My friends do.
And some people don't like them, Scott, because my Ring doorbell camera also shows your home.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
Yeah, like, so if it points out and you've got houses across the street, it also shows what's going on across the street.
True, but it also shows you're dumb, you know what, walking onto my front porch to steal my stuff.
Yeah,
and that's right. Go ahead, caller, sorry.
No, you're right about that, and you know what, I agree with it. I just... You know, it's one of those things. I'm just an old school guy. Back when I first started in this business, man, all we did was walk the beat.
Yeah.
So it's different. I'm not into the apps. I know how to call and text, and that's about it. But I just wanted to share that with you.
Hey, we do appreciate your call, man. Thank you for it. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what
appreciate
you do.
It. Thank
God,
you too.
God bless, brother. Sam, to the next one.
Randy in Topeka.
Hey, Randy. Good afternoon, buddy. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
Love your show. Love Dana. Long time ago, I went fishing at Perry, and my truck got broken into on the driver's side window, and they rummaged through my change. Well, it was cold, so rather than take the truck home, I took it to my dad's house underneath Quonset. No cameras, no nothing. This years ago, he couldn't see it. I went, showed up in the morning to get the window fixed, and the passenger side window got broke into, and they rummaged through my glove box.
What'd they take out of your glove box?
They just rummaged through the papers, and that was it. They didn't take nothing.
See, I've never understood. But the doors what's the point in going through your glove box? The only thing in there is your insurance, your title.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they were looking for a gun. I don't know.
I have no idea, but both windows got broken into within 24 hours.
Might want to find a new truck.
You know what my grandpa used to call the glove box, Scott? The catch-all.
The catch-all.
Is that a Southern term? Why did he call, or is it a military term?
I don't know.
Glove box?
No, it's a catch-all. And I'll never forget it. He said to me, Scott, go out there in the catch-all and get me my gloves. And I was too embarrassed. I was probably 7 years old. I was too embarrassed to say I don't know what a catch-all is. So he goes, now go out there and get me my gloves and the catch-all.
I went out
and I waited and I came back in and I go, I didn't see any gloves in there. And he goes, there's no gloves in the catch-all. I go, no, sir, I didn't see any gloves in the catch-all.
Dana, I'm going to guess, and this is just a guess on my part. I'm going to guess it's a military term because my dad was from New York City. And when I was a kid, my dad called it the catch-all.
It's a military thing then.
Because
he marched me out there, and he goes, there aren't gloves in the catch-all. And I'm still going, oh, God, I don't know what that is.
Because when I will say this, my dad always wanted to be a Southerner. And so I'm going to defer to people who have more knowledge about this than I do. My dad, you know, when we were growing up, my dad wore a cowboy hat. We went to rodeos. My dad was from New York City, but he wanted to be from the South. And on more than one occasion, I heard my dad say, "Well, just pull it out of the catch-all." And
isn't that funny?
I don't know, Dana. I don't know.
He opened the catch-all and the gloves were in there, and he goes, "I thought you told me there weren't no gloves in the catch-all." And I go, "That's a glove box. That is, I don't even know what you're talking about."
Right.
Hence why there's gloves in there.
Well, but it catches everything
else. Although,
have
you ever put gloves in the glove box? It's just your title and your insurance.
Nobody's ever put gloves in the glove box, so it's a catch-all.
Amen. Actually used to keep my winter gloves in my glove box. Dead serious.
Well, you're the only one.
They're not there anymore.
They were stolen with everything else.
But I did. I did keep them there.
They done wiped out your catch-all.
You got robbed. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
You got nothing.
Trust me, I know. Well, they told me, they're like, "Dude, did you have a lot of stuff in here? Because there's nothing in here now." And I was like,
"Dude, that's when you start lying. That's when you're like, yeah, I had $1,000 in cash."
Define nothing.
Yeah. I had like the most expensive rare CD you could ever find.
$10,000 worth.
10,000 of them.
10,000 of them in the trunk. Karen. I love that woman, but there are so many things about that story that just didn't wash. And you noticed at the end, I'm like, I did not give her my email address. When you start off a sentence with, "I'm not a stalker, but," and I'm like,
Well, anytime you say "but" in the middle of a sentence, you're just kind of taking everything before that out of it.
Mm-hmm. Which, I will say this, I got an email from a listener today. Somehow they tracked down my email, which is fine, to say that the Golden Corral in Olathe is open. And he said, "Long live the buffet, baby.
Dinner tonight. Daddy's going to eat."
I stand corrected. Apparently there is a Golden Corral in Olathe that is open. Coronavirus be damned.
Dana, buffets have reopened. I'm telling you right now. I am telling you right now. Buffets have reopened.
Well, I stand corrected.
Mm-hmm.
From the text line, Scott, that Thin Lizzy CD ain't worth $10,000.
Okay, you watch your mouth. 576-7798, 576-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. Don't forget, you can always find us online at radio.com, and you can podcast every hour at kmbz.com. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to meet a man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door when I'm walking. Well, that's what you got to do when your car gets stolen. The walk 500. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie the Third. He is without a car, or at least without a title.
No, I have the car. Just nothing in the car.
You just don't have proof that you own it.
That
nor any way to fix it.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah,
I'm
no
sorry.
Tools either. Yeah, yeah. I can't get into my toolbox because they stole the key.
To the phones, please.
Let's go to Lionel in Chillicothe.
Hey, Lionel. What's going on, man?
Hi, Lionel.
Hey, how you all doing today?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
I have a very unique story about someone stealing something out of my car. I had an old car. This was about 25 years ago. I had an old car, which I never, ever locked the door. Never. Well, one day I go get in the car and I go to work. And I went there and I noticed that my doors was locked. So I unlocked the door and looked, and someone had stolen my stereo and locked my doors.
They locked the doors after they stole the stuff out of your car?
Yes. The only way that I knew something was missing, I mean, you know, suspected anything, was that my doors were locked.
Well, did you lock your doors from that point forward?
So when I moved to Kansas City, I lock everything. But this was in Jefferson City, and 25, 30 years ago, I mean, you know, we thought nothing about it. But, yeah, I lock up everything now.
Well, maybe they were just trying to be nice and make sure nobody else stole anything else.
I don't know. But, yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Lionel, thank you for the calls. Do you still remember the surefire way back in the 1990s when you locked your keys in your car, how to unlock the car? Do you remember? There's only one way to do it in the 70s.
You get the, I don't remember the name of the device, but you would put it down between the
it's a hanger.
Yeah, well, wire hanger.
Well, there was another piece. It was called something else.
Well, yeah, like if you were a professional car thief.
Like a jimmy rigger. I can't remember what they called it.
Everybody else used a hanger. You would undo the hanger. I can still, to this day,
yeah, and you would put it down between the window and the rubber. Yep. And then you would find the little clip, and then you would just pull up.
And you would yank up, yank up, yank up.
But there was a device, too.
Remember that.
There was a professional device that the locksmiths used. And I can't remember the name of it.
We just used a hanger.
No, locksmiths are not car thieves. Locksmiths were the ones who came out and got you back into your car.
I remember my mom trying to perfect that loop at the end of the hanger. And then we would sit there and stare at it and hope that that loop would go around. Because way back when, if you're young and listening to this, the lock mechanism in a car looked like a mushroom. Mm-hmm. It had a little, I don't know, bulb at the top of it, for lack of a better word. And if you could get the hanger around that bulb and yank it up, you could unlock your car with a hanger through the window.
So you would just yank the bulb?
I was like MacGyver. I was good at it. No.
What you had to do, because you couldn't see what you were digging for, is you just kind of had to, like, even though you were using like a wire hanger or whatever the device was that the locksmiths used, you just kind of had to like dig in there and kind of feel around, and then you would find the bulb and then you would yank on it.
A cop friend of mine just texted, it was called a Slim Jim.
Slim Jim, yes, thank you.
Text line is really smart. They've been saying that the whole time.
They've been saying Slim Jim. Ooh, did they say where catch-all came from?
No, but they did have a good joke about the buffet. They said, you mean feed-all, right?
The feed-all.
Sam, we got time for one more. Let's go.
Raphael and KCK.
Raphael, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing well, buddy. Thanks.
Well, I don't know if that lady with the 10,000 CDs really had the CDs in there or not, but regarding the car that she found driving around, we found the car that stole my brother's pickup truck. And it was a stolen Honda Pilot from Overland Park. And we were able to identify it because it had dealer tags. So I called KCK PD, and they went and picked up the Honda Pilot from the trailer park where we had been looking for this, for my brother's stolen diesel. And they picked up the Honda Pilot. It was stolen. So we started, you know, targeting that house to see who was coming in and out of it. And they were just showing up with more and more and more stolen vehicles. I've had a total of 5 stolen vehicles picked up from that house.
5?
I belong to Stolen KC in Kansas City, where people post their stolen vehicles. I've had a lady, a very nice lady from Platte City. She had her truck under a consignment for sale in Tracy. And they went and stole the pickup from there. It was at the trailer park. I've had the KCK PD pick up the pickup, give it back to its owner, but these guys are in a different car very often and nothing happens to them. The guy that stole my brother's pickup was caught in the pickup in Lawrence, wrecked a cruiser, wrecked the truck, had 7 really big charges on him, and he is out. He is out and he is free. I don't know what the system is doing. I don't know what the cops are doing. I don't know what they're thinking. But nothing happens to these people. And like I said, I've had five cars picked up from these people's address. And I have been able to identify the white girl, the Hispanic guy, and the other white guy. And on Stolen KC, there is a lot of crimes that are being committed by a Hispanic guy with a white girl.
So, well, these are serial car thieves. They're serial car thieves. And I will tell you, police would tell you, they have bigger fish to fry. They have bigger problems on their hand than a stolen car.
I understand, but when they are being identified and they are picking up the same car, stolen vehicles from the same address, the same driveway, these people are a problem. I mean,
yeah, I'll give you that.
They are a problem to the people that are trying to go out and work every day. They might not have enough money to just go and buy another car that day, you know, and it is an issue. The pickup they stole from my brother, they painted it, they primered it. The wheels were very nice and polished. They painted them black. They painted the mirrors. They painted the bumper. They painted everything. It was destroyed. That's what they do to disguise the vehicles. Like I said, I've had five cars picked up from the same address. The only reason we came across this address was because we recognized the Honda Pilot stolen from Overland Park.
Okay, buddy.
Huh.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Coming up on the 4 o'clock news, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, I'm Scott Parks. News is next on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.